If I'm already connected with Krishna, there's no need to chant. Basically, any kind of practices, the word ritual has a negative connotation. But ritual basically means something which is done repeatedly. Any kind of practice that we do, it has two purposes. It is to experience a particular emotion. And another purpose is to express that emotion. So if I come in from the temple, I bow down in front of the Lord, even if I don't have any sense of veneration or respect for the Lord, gradually by doing that action, that emotion will appropriately come. So the way we physically act, that shapes our emotions in general. So if I sit, say I put my legs on this chair, I put my hands back and relax easily. And after that I say, I'm feeling very humble now. This is a bossy posture. I can't feel humble if my legs are high up and I'm sitting in a... So our externals affect our internals. So by shaping our externals in such a way that they are conducive for the internals, if we don't have that emotion, you get that emotion. If I sit in a respectful mode, then I feel respectful, I feel humble. So it is the practices are meant to express, to achieve or experience the emotion when it is not present. And once it is present, the practices are also meant to express the emotion. So for us, chanting connects us with Krishna, but chanting also expresses our devotion for Krishna. Just as when a person loves someone, they like to talk about them, they like to speak their names. So for us, chanting is both for expressing the connection, expressing our devotion, as well as for accessing the devotion. So if we see it as only one, then the idea is that we are thinking of, we are not understanding that actually a relationship is a dynamic process. Relationship is not, a relationship is always more of a direction than a destination. It's a relationship is always a direction. Now, I have a good relationship with someone. Yes, it's good, but a good relationship means I have to keep doing some activities properly so that the relationship is good. So it's a direction in which you always keep going. So for us, chanting helps us to go in the direction of Krishna. And because Krishna is a person, we are a person, and we have a relationship, so that reciprocation goes on. It is not a destination that we attain. So chanting helps us to come close to Krishna. And because Krishna is a person with whom we have to stay close as a relationship, so chanting helps us keep close to Him. Okay. So thank you very much.